It's time for tonight's post-game coaches interview presented by Barings. And coach, seems to be a recurring theme, and we know that being the front runners in the conference doesn't make it easy. St. Joe's here tonight gave you everything you could handle.
Well, they certainly did. They came out of the gate and just put us on our heels. Having a deficit of 13 points in the first half was tough to overcome. And then when you look at the defense that St. Joe's played, we were 2-for-23 from the three-point line, 2-for-23. And when you have that kind of number and you come up with a victory, I think it's an extraordinary statement about some other things that were done well. And, of course, foul shooting is one of them. But I can't say enough about our guys coming back from a 13-point deficit and chipping away in the second half and then getting the game in overtime.
And coach, in that first half and for most of the game, St. Joe's was playing off of the bigs, causing some indecisiveness. But then in the second half, your defense in particular, I thought closing out on threes, tightening up, played extremely well.
We clearly did a better job of impacting the basketball. When you impact the ball, you're going to have defensive stops. And I thought Nelson Bochy-Adam spent some time on the court in the second half that was just extraordinary. What he did to secure some loose balls, block a shot here, and get those three critical rebounds at crunch time. And they have a great transition attack. They're going up the court at a fast pace, and it catches us in different matchups. And in the first half, we struggled to speak to each other. We struggled to talk. So one guy would get open, and as a result, they'd get a basket. In the second half, I thought we did a much better job of talking to each other. And as a result of talking, we at least covered for each other. And, of course, there were so many mismatches. You saw that Eric Reynolds had Luka on him several times. He had Sam on him several times. You saw Foster was on Taylor Funk several times. So the mismatches were created by their thrust of the ball up the court. And that thrust occurs usually when you don't put the ball through the net. And when we didn't put the ball through the net very efficiently, whether it was the three or whether it was the two, you're going to lead into that kind of situation. And, of course, long shots lead to long rebounds. So the long rebound misses, which there were 21 of three-point shots, leads to run-out opportunities for them, and that's what got them into their transition game.
Coach, you like to talk about answering the call, and tonight when St. Joe's went up one on the three-pointer in overtime, Jones comes back, hits the floater, fouled, hits the free throw. Next possession, Lee on the backdoor cut from Luka. What kind of answer was that?
Yeah, well, you got Lee make two great cuts today, got two layups on it. Michael hit that critical teardrop and then followed it up with the and-one. But then he hit those two foul shots and forced his money man at the foul line. So our free throw shooting at times, it looked like it was deserting us, but clearly we did a great job shooting 81%.
And it seemed like from about the 8-minute mark to the 3-minute mark and even beyond that, the game was kind of hanging in the balance. And two of the big buckets from you came from Meninga.
Yeah. I'm so pleased for him because, St. Joe's recruited him, and he struggled with those two foul shots that he missed, but he made those two critical drive to the baskets, and, one of them was on 50, and I forgot who the other one was on, but both times he went up and finished it off at a time we needed a basket.
And Foster Lawyer putting up 21 points tonight, 7 rebounds as well. It just seems at all points he's unfazed in the moments, whether you guys are fighting to come back or you need the big shot, big play in any regard.
Yeah, and of course he orchestrates our offense and orchestrates our defense. He's the consummate leader. And I thought Grant Huffman, it's two straight games, he's just given us great, great minutes.
And coach, your quick lessons do you think you'll take away?
You know, when we played George Washington on Saturday, we came back to the film room, Monday, and our guys were terrific at the way they reacted to the film and the way they actually implemented it today. I'm not sure you would understand closeouts. We really struggled with closeouts against George Washington. I thought our closeouts were sensational tonight. As good as they've been, I think the Charlotte game back in December was the last time we closed out this well. So our guys really learned that lesson. Unfortunately, with the closeouts, we got extended. And when you close out and you get extended, there's a lot of 50-50 balls around the paint, and we didn't get them in the first half. And I thought we did secure them in the second half, but that's certainly going to be a message we'll deliver post-game from tonight and in the film session tomorrow.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time. Congratulations on win number 20, 17th time you've coached a team to that number.
Well, thank you. It's a magical number, and to go 20-3 at this point, pretty special. Thank you, Coach.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.